The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Yes, it's the truth of God's Word that gives you freedom, and our nation at its founding was much closer to God and much more appreciative of God and His Word, His truth, than we are today. For the last 40 to 50 years, we have drifted and swayed farther and farther from God and His Word, and it seems we aren't even ashamed of our many sins. We are so accustomed to them. Notice what God has to say about His people Israel, and it's speaking of end time Israel as well, the United States and the British people, and the days that we're living in right now. Notice in Isaiah 3, beginning in verse 9, God says here, says the look on their countenance, witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. God is saying that we don't even try to hide our sins anymore, and it certainly seems that that's the case, doesn't it? We aren't ashamed, it seems, of anything that we do. Any type of lifestyle goes. It's open territory. It's open range to live your life as you see fit. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. Now, does that sound like the day that we are living in? Don't we openly display our many sins and aren't ashamed of them anymore? Goes on here in verse 10, God says, say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. I can tell you, my friends, if you're trying to serve God, keep doing it, because God says you're going to reap the reward of your doings. You're going to eat the fruit of your doings. Now notice in verse 7, woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. God says that there is coming a payday. And you can continue to ignore God's word, His way of life, if you want to. But God says you are going to pay for it. Notice what God has to say in Jeremiah 3, verses 1 through 3. They say if a man divorces his wife, and she goes from him and becomes another man's, may he return to her again? Would not that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return to me, says the Lord. In other words, God is saying that we have done everything that we can, it seems, to turn our back on Him and to worship any and everything else but the true God. And God says, return and come back to Him. Verse 2, lift up your eyes to the desolate heights and see, where have you not lain with men? By the road you have sat for them like an Arabian in the wilderness, and you have polluted the land with your harlotries and your wickedness. God says that we have done everything that we can to drift and stay away from Him, is what He's saying here in so many words. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. Now, my friends, let me ask you, is a harlot or a whore, are they ashamed of their lifestyle? Of course not. They display it openly because they want it to be known. And God says that we are in the same type of an attitude as a nation. We need to perk up our ears and listen to what our Maker is telling us. Notice in Isaiah 3, verses 1 through 5. God says here in chapter 3, God says, beginning in verse 1, for behold, the Lord of hosts, takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stock and the store, the whole supply of bread and the whole supply of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, and the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the honorable man, the counselor and the skillful artisan, and the expert enchanter. In other words, a people that's going down. And that's an end time prophecy for the nations of Israel. God says that we are on our way down, and God is describing what is happening in our land. Verse 4, I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. The people will be oppressed, every one by another, and every one by his neighbor. The child will be insolent toward the elder, and the base toward the honorable. A prophecy for Israel, and this doesn't sound like freedom, does it? God is describing the day that we are living in, and I don't think that you and I can deny that these things are happening right before our eyes. Verse 12, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Is any of that going on in our land today? Are we oppressed by our children? O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. Could that mean our political leaders? Could that mean our religious leaders? God said the people that lead us, they are causing us to err. And I ask you, could that mean, could God be talking about our political leaders? Could God be talking about our spiritual leaders, our religious leaders? The Lord stands up to plead and stands to judge the people. Yes, judgment is coming, my friends, and you will be rewarded according to your works, and you need to keep that on your mind. Jeremiah 3, verse 21, and many other scriptures tell us we have forgotten God and His law. And God says, we have perverted our way. And I don't think that we can deny that, can we? Yes, God has given us ample warning in His Word that we have forgotten His Word and His law. And He tells us time after time to return to Him. And much of God's Word and warning and indictment to Israel is for the United States and the British people. And it's for this end time that we're living in. And God and Christ make it very clear that we are losing our freedom in law. That is in God's law. And have become a slave to sin, a slave to Satan's way. Yes, we like to think that we are free of obeying God, but that's exactly what erodes our freedom. We obey someone. We are a servant or a slave to someone to whom we obey. Notice what God has to say here, Romans 6, beginning in verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? And Paul is telling us something here. He says, whomever it is that you're serving, you are that one slave. And my friends, if you're serving the way of this world, the way of Satan, the way of Cain, the way of Balaam that's brought out in Jude, you are a slave to Satan and his way. You are a slave to sin. Verse 17, Paul is speaking to the church here. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, yes, set free from sin through Christ, he means here, and in obeying God's law, you became slaves of righteousness. And God says in Psalms 119, verse 172, that all His commandments are righteous. And that means that if you want to be free and not be a slave of sin, then you have to obey God's law. Paul goes on here, he says, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. Very clear, isn't it? If you want to be free, then you obey your Maker. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? And you know, God just told us that I just quoted a few minutes ago that we aren't ashamed of our many sins. And until we come to the point that we are ashamed of our lifestyle, then we aren't going to repent and change our life. For the end of those things is death. Yes, God is telling us that the end of sin is death. And that means the way of Satan. But now having been set free from sin, now we're set free from sin through the blood of Christ, of course, and then we began to obey God, and we continue to obey God the rest of our life, then we are truly free. Having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. Yes, now that's freedom, isn't it? If you have everlasting life, if you gain everlasting life, if you're given that gift of everlasting life, you are free indeed. And you're on your way to freedom if you live that type of life. And you are living a free life, free from sin. You're not making sin the way of Satan your lifestyle. Notice in verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. And that means eternal death. That means the second death from which there will never be a resurrection. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. As our iniquity multiplies, the less freedom we have. And unless we return to God, we will continue to lose what little freedom we have left. If we would come back to God, be as close to God as we were when our nation was founded, then God could and would begin to bless America. And if we would give our all to God, He would pour out blessings on us, and we would begin to see confusion and complications disappear and blessings and freedom roll in. You can heed the Word of God and be blessed, or you can ignore it and be cursed. I hope that you will choose to heed and live by God's word. We fought a war with England to gain our independence and freedom as a nation. And God worked many miracles for us and made sure that we won our independence. For God wanted this nation to become the greatest single nation on earth because he had promised it would be to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph's offspring, Ephraim and Manasseh. God had a hand in leading and guiding our founding fathers to make sure that we would have freedom of religion and freedom of speech so his word could be preached and published not only to his chosen people, Israel, the United States, and the British people, and other Israelitish nations, but to the whole world. This nation, the United States, has been blanketed with God's word above all others. But what have we done with it? For most part, we have ignored God's message, turned our back on God. We have gone our own way, the way that seems right to us, which is the way of Get. And that way of Get is Satan's way. And we are slaves to whom we obey. And as I said, as our sins have multiplied, so have our problems. And our freedom has and will continue to erode. God makes it very plain in his word that before Christ returns, his chosen people, the United States and the British people and other Israelitish nations, will have lost all their freedom and will be in a state of captivity at Christ's return. You don't have to be one of those that will go through the great tribulation and wind up in captivity. You don't have to be held captive by Satan's way of sin today either. Heed God's word, change your life, and begin obeying your Creator. Then you shall know the truth, that is God's way of life, and the truth, God's word, will make you free. If you would like more understanding and our free booklets and our free literature, and if you would like the Bible Correspondence Course that will help you understand the Bible, and if you would like our CDs and tapes of this program and other CDs and tapes of programs that we have made, then call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, and request to be enrolled in our Bible Correspondence Course and request our free articles. What do you expect from God? And what do you mean, repent? And if you like our CDs, just ask for our CDs or tapes as well. All you have to do to receive any literature or CD or tape that you want, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 238-3675, or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. That's Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. On the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, this is Pete Hornbuckle saying thanks for joining us on the Way It Ought to Be program, and we invite you to keep listening on this station and several others, and continue to request our free literature, tapes, and CDs.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.